Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, April 10th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
The government, all they have to do is meet the people that are organising this. One phone call, 1 hour, would solve all that problem.
Major fuel meeting later, but we don't know who's going to the meeting. And batten down the hatches for bad weather later. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government will meet national farming and haulier groups later as part of ongoing engagements around the price of fuel. It comes after blockades at depots in Cork, Galway and Limerick yesterday led to fuel stocks running out at some petrol stations. Protesters say they're also set to join the meeting with ministers, but that has not been confirmed by the government. Agriculture Minister Martin Hayden says protesters should be going through representative bodies to get their concerns heard.
There isn't a hierarchy of farmers here. You know, the direct actions of some of these blockades right now means we have vital ingredients for animal feed unable to leave ports and unable to leave depots. And that is going to lead to a very real animal health, animal welfare issue in the very near future. We also have a shortage of diesel getting to our co-ops for those lorries that go and collect milk off farms every day.
The Defence Forces remain on standby to provide assistance over the ongoing fuel protests. The Justice Minister and the Foreign Affairs Minister held a meeting with the Chief of Staff of the Army yesterday. They want to ensure the continued flow of supplies across the country after blockades at depots in Galway and Limerick and at the oil refinery at Whitegate in Cork. SIP2 Ambulance Sector Organiser John McCambley is appealing to those protesting at the fuel blockades to allow ambulances through.
The only thing we'd say is that consideration just be given to our members who are within the emergency services while they're carrying out their duties, and that priorities will be given just to make sure emergency services get access to where they need to go.
Home carers across the country say they are struggling to get fuel because of the ongoing protests. Home and Community Care Ireland is to attend an urgent meeting with the Junior Minister for Older People today at midday to address the issue. Some say they can't go to their clients due to the lack of fuel to provide essential care. Home and Community Care CEO Joseph Musgrave says carers are being hit hard by the blockades.
During the pandemic, we had this problem where, you know, obviously the travel was restricted. We're seeing that kind of effect on the home care system starting to appear because of these fuel protests. So we need reason to prevail. We need fuel to get to our carers. And we need to make sure that clients who are not bearing the brunt of fuel protests when this affects everyone in the country.
A new digital border system replacing passport stamping across much of Europe will be fully implemented from today. The rollout of things like fingerprint scanners began in October, although some countries like France say they're not ready. Anita Medirata, tourism advisor to the UN Secretary General, doesn't rule out delays at airports.
Simply plan on it. Plan on going a little bit earlier. Anticipate you're going to need to get your fingerprints taken and your scans done. The time that's taken now is going to be a good thing, because in the long term, this will accelerate and make more safe all of our ability to travel.
Two separate weather warnings come into effect this morning. A yellow alert for rain will be in place from 9 a.m. for Cork, Kerry and Waterford, while Donegal, Galway, Leitrim, Mayo and Sligo come under a status yellow wind warning from midday. Met Éireann is warning of localised flooding and difficult travelling conditions. Here's Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather.
We have a very wet and windy day ahead. The rain will move in first and then the winds will pick up, becoming strong through this afternoon and this evening. The combination of strong winds and heavy rain will make for some challenging conditions, especially later today.
NASA says it expects the Artemis 2 crew to splash down back on Earth just after 1 a.m. tomorrow Irish time. Four astronauts are returning from their trip to the moon after going further than anyone has before. They'll reach speeds of over 23,000 miles an hour as they re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Lead flight director Jeff Radigan was asked about what could go wrong.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's 13 minutes of things that have to go right, is the way I think about it. I have a whole checklist in my head that we're going through of all the things that have to happen. It's not so much 13 minutes, it's more in my head about an hour and a half of things that have to go right.
The Irish Medical Organisation is meeting in Killarney for the second day of its annual AGM. Topics up for discussion include the delivery of mental health services, experiences from international doctors, and productivity in healthcare staffing. The three-day conference will also cover social media and the spread of misinformation about medical conditions. Professor Matthew Sadlier, the IMO's new president, says overseas doctors are vital for medical services here.
Must be remembered our country has depended on recruiting doctors from overseas into our healthcare for the last 50, 60 years, and they form the backbone of provision of medical service. And it is quite worrying to see a certain shift in how they are treated by general society and a negativity towards people of different cultures.
Melania Trump has denied any connection to Jeffrey Epstein in a live address from the White House. The US First Lady says online rumours the late sex offender introduced her to Donald Trump are mean-spirited attempts to defame her reputation. She has also called for congressional hearings for his survivors and for those hearings to be made public. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone says it was a highly unusual moment.
It appears to be the case that Melania has got so upset, so fed up with what she says are unsubstantiated rumours, but also a sort of suggestion perhaps that maybe more is due to come out, that she wanted and felt it important and right to make this public statement.
And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy is in a share of the lead into day two of the Masters at Augusta National. The defending champion shot a round of 67 and will resume on 5 under par. He shares the summit of the leaderboard with American Sam Burns. Shane Lowry, meanwhile, will be looking to pick up again later. The Offaly man is 2 under. Rory McIlroy says things clicked for him at the right time.
I felt the same nerves that I always feel. You know, it's the first major of the year. You want to get off to a good start, so I'm glad that I felt that way. I think if I didn't feel that way, then something would be wrong. But I feel like I settled into the round really nicely and really quickly.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.